An attorney is fined for rushing to contact the families of Colgan 3407 crash victims. Boeing and the U.S. Air Force report another successful airborne laser test. And Sikorsky is building a Black Hawk variant in Poland. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, September 4th, 2009. The FAA now says two of its safety inspectors were aboard a Robinson R-44 helicopter that went down Tuesday near Hawkins Field Airport in Jackson, Mississippi. One of the two was killed, the other injured, when the helicopter struck a duplex, which apparently was unoccupied at the time. The FAA tells CNN the two people involved were from the agency's Flight Standards District Office in Jackson. Their names had not been released by our deadline. New Jersey attorney Richard Weiner, who became notorious for soliciting families of the victims of the Colgan Air Flight 3407 crash near Buffalo in February, has admitted that he did not wait the legally required 45 days before chasing that particular ambulance. He's paid a $5,000 fine as a result. The Associated Press reports that the U.S. attorney for Western New York says Weiner paid the fine to settle a civil suit. Boeing and the U.S. Air Force report another successful test of the Advanced Tactical Laser aircraft on Sunday. Boeing says the C-130H took off from Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico and fired its high-power chemical laser through its beam control system while flying over White Sands missile range. The control system acquired an unoccupied stationary vehicle and hit it with a beam. The news comes less than 3 months after a June 13th test in which the ATL successfully fired its laser from the air for the first time, hitting a target board on the ground. Further tests are planned to demonstrate the system's military utility. PZL Mielec, a Sikorsky company in Poland, has begun final assembly of the first S-70i Black Hawk helicopter, an international variant of the Black Hawk. The first S-70i is expected to be completed in 2010. The machine is designed with a modular platform that can be configured to meet specific customer requirements. It will be produced through a global supply chain and is planned to be delivered directly from Poland to international customers. Sikorsky says a key competitive feature of the Polish-made S-70i Black Hawk helicopter is that it will provide multi-mission 10-ton utility lift capability at a price comparable to helicopters in the 6 to 8-ton class. Up next on ANN, SpaceX is getting closer to cargo missions to the ISS. Diamond reports a string of good news. And the AIA is looking for high school rocketeers. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 4th. I'm Paul Plack. SpaceX says it's delivered to NASA a UHF communication unit, which will facilitate docking of the company's Dragon unmanned cargo craft with the International Space Station. Shuttle mission STS-129, scheduled for November, will deliver the device to the station. As part of NASA's Commercial Orbital Transportation Services competition, SpaceX will conduct flights of the Falcon 9 launch vehicle and Dragon spacecraft, culminating in Dragon berthing with the station, then returning to Earth. The goal is to be ready to begin a contract that includes 12 cargo flights between 2010 and 2015. Dragon will deliver pressurized and unpressurized cargo to the station and return pressurized cargo back to Earth. Diamond Aircraft reports a couple bits of good news in the past few days. The DA-42 piston twin has received its Japanese type certificate, joining the single-engine DA-40. Shizuka Saito, president of Alpha Aviation, Japan's only Diamond dealer, is enthusiastic. Quote, Diamond aircraft will be more popular in Japan with a type certificate because they will be easier to import, and the type certificate will reduce the paperwork requirements as well as its cost in Japan. And Japanese are very interested in owning the DA-42 because it is the most economical and most modern twin-engine airplane of its class, unquote. Diamond also has delivered its first two aircraft to Diamond Flight Training in Malta. a DA40 TDI single-engine piston turbo diesel, and a DA20 Eclipse two-seat trainer. The school will operate Diamond aircraft and simulators exclusively. And Kylair Aviation Academy, based at Keflavik Airport in Iceland, took delivery of two DA40 TDIs and one DA42NG 1 week ago today. All three will be in service at the Academy's airport campus within the next 2 weeks. The National Business Aviation Association has a new award, which honors members of NBAA's Board of Directors whose service to the business aviation community extends well beyond their tenure on the association's board. The John H. Winant Award is named in memory of an NBAA leader whose legacy, according to President Ed Bolin, quote, is defined by his lifelong passion for and service to business aviation, unquote. The award will be presented for the first time at a special luncheon for current and former members of NBAA's Board of Directors during NBAA 2009 in Orlando, October 20th through the 22nd. Registration for the world's largest rocket competition, the Team America Rocketry Challenge, is now open for up to 750 student teams in grades 7 through 12 from any U.S. school, homeschool, or nonprofit youth organization. Registration for the 2010 spring contest is open through November 30th. The annual rocket contest is sponsored by the Aerospace Industries Association. It challenges teams of 3 to 10 students to design and build a rocket that will climb to 825 feet with a raw egg payload and stay aloft for 40 to 45 seconds. The payload must then return to Earth unbroken. The 2010 contest rules and registration information are available at www.rocketcontest.org. The top 100 team finalists are notified on April 9th that they have earned a trip to the competition on May 15th, just outside Washington, D.C. Participants compete for $60,000 in prizes, scholarships, and a trip to the 2010 London Air Show for an international fly-off with student teams from France and the U.K. Still ahead, ICAS announces its 2009 Hall of Famers. Embraer delivers its first E-170 to British Airways. And don't follow this guy's example this Labor Day weekend. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, September 4th. I'm Paul Plack. The annual air show season still has a couple of months left for 2009, but already the International Council of Air Shows is announcing three new inductees into the Air Show Hall of Fame. Charlie Culp, a.k.a. the Flying Farmer, performed in more than 800 air shows during a 35-year career before retiring at the age of 82 in October of 2007. His stock in trade was appearing unpilot-like in overalls and a long beard, appearing to commandeer a J-3 Cub, then going on to demonstrate exceptional slow-flight aerobatic skills. Tom Poberesny, of course, spent 25 years flying as part of the three-ship Eagle aerobatic team, widely recognized as the most successful civilian aerobatic team in air show history. As president and chairman of EAA, he's nurtured and managed North America's preeminent civilian air show during the last three decades. The late Bobby Youngkin was an outstanding pilot and talented innovator who flew everything from a Decathlon to a T-6 Texan to his own custom aerobatic biplane during a 30-year career that began in the mid-70s. He performed for tens of millions of airshow fans throughout the U.S. and Canada. The official induction ceremony will be held December 9th at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. Embraer says its first E-170 jet delivery to British Airways happened yesterday at its headquarters in Brazil. The aircraft is configured with 76 seats in a single-class layout and will be operated by BA Cityflyer. That's British Airways' regional subsidiary that serves international and domestic routes from London City Airport. The deal includes firm orders for 6 Embraer 170 and 5 190 jets, plus options for another 3 planes. The Embraer 170 obtained steep approach certification to operate at London City Airport back in June of 2007. And finally today, a 65-year-old German pilot allegedly downed a few drinks Saturday before taking off in his Cessna, then enjoyed a few more in flight, and got too drunk to see the panel or find his way home. The British newspaper The Telegraph reports that after 2 hours in flight, he bantered with controllers by radio, including a couple of songs and a mother-in-law joke. Then, quote, "Come on, I know you're down there. Where the bloody hell have you hidden yourself?" unquote. A rescue helicopter was dispatched to guide the man back to Schoenglade Airfield. The Hilo pilot said the rescued man reeked of alcohol as he tottered off to his car. At a subsequent traffic stop, his breathalyzer test reportedly scored 4 times the legal limit. As you might imagine, he's now lost both his driver's license and his pilot certificate. ANN reminds all our U.S. listeners to fly and drive carefully this weekend and have a safe and enjoyable Labor Day holiday. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's part two of my conversation with Lance Air Aircraft founder and designer Lance Neibauer. Our Aerocasts will be off on Monday for the U.S. Labor Day holiday, but we'll be back on Tuesday. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.